Everyone is on.
Introducing
Pretty Girls Love Real Estate. Stories of everyday women breaking barriers and building wealth through real estate.
Let's get it.
Boss. B-O-S-S.
Hello, hello. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Pretty Girls Love Real Estate podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Washington. And once again, I'm super excited for my guest this week. I have Gabby Williams. You might know her as Real Estate Bae. I've been following her for a while now. So it was such a surprise for me. She hit me up and was like, I love your platform. I love the things that you're doing. And I'm like, girl, likewise. So I'm so excited that I get to talk to her. She's been killing the real estate game, and she has a great story to tell, somewhat of a cautionary tale too, as about her home buying journey. So I'm just ready for her to get into it. So hey, Gabby, how are you?
Hi, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. Thank you. So let's just jump into it. How did you get interested in investing in real estate?
Yeah. Initially, I wanted to be an agent. And so, because I really wanted to leave kind of like corporate America. And so I went, agent school or real estate school was online. So I started doing that online in 2019. And at the end of 2019, I got laid off. Mm-hmm. And so I had to really decide like what I was going to do. And it still wasn't real estate. I developed like a card game. I won a grant for that game. And I was like, oh, my game is going to be, it's kind of like Cards for the Culture, Black Card Revoked. And so mm-hmm. I was really on that path. And when I think about selling one game for $20 versus really buckling down on one property for 2 months and selling it for $20,000 or $40,000, I chose the latter. So it really was a strategic move, but I was forced into it because of the layoff.
Right. Okay, cool. So tell me this story about trying to get your first property. I know it was a long road, a long journey, but you obviously persevered and you're killing it now. So how did that come about?
Yeah, it actually wasn't like super, super long, because once I get my mind made up on something, I pretty much, there's nothing that would stop me literally. And I'll be, everybody says that, but I'm telling the truth. So I think that, like I said, once I got laid off, I knew that, the income would change in the household. And, we had about $20,000 saved. And I kept thinking, what can I do? What can I do? Again, it was the card game, right? So I was really going hard after this game, which is actually a really good game, but it just wasn't my passion. I was really doing it for money. Mm-hmm. And I was still in real estate school, right? So I was still learning this piece of it. And I started just buying books because I'm huge on education before I jump into something, but I don't get analysis paralysis. I really am a go-getter. And so I was studying real estate from a technical side for the state exam and the federal exam, but then I was also studying real estate investing. And so, like I said, we only had about $20,000 in savings, which is really not a lot of money. It's four of us, a family of four, me, my husband, my son, and my daughter. And I started looking at properties. I just started like going to Zillow, going to Google, Craigslist, Facebook, and I found a property for $10,000. Actually, I saw it for $14,000, and then they mm-hmm. dropped the price, I think in 2 days, to like $10,000. Mm-hmm. And so I showed it to my husband and showed it to some friends. We went to go view it, and I made an offer that same day. So it's pretty quick, but the process to getting to where I am now was a long road, because I always knew I wanted to be in real estate. We talk about like years and years, but I just didn't know in what facet. And like I said, the layoff really was a blessing. And I get cringy when people say that, because I'd be like, tell the truth, right? It was hard. It was hard, but it was a blessing. Like, in, when we look back on it, because it allowed me, I was a fork in the road. It was like, you're going to take a little bit of money and do a lot, or you're going to spend through it on bills, right?
Right.
So that's how we got the first property. We found it for $10,000, put an offer in for $10,500.
And what area was this property in for $10,000?
Oh, they all over St. Louis. That's actually kind of expensive to me, to be honest with you. I think I could have got it probably for $7,000 or $8,000. Mm-hmm. So North St. Louis is it's just a plethora of properties, 4,000, 3,000, 7,000. They're everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I need to come to St. Louis. Like one of my best friends used to live there, but this was before I really kind of got into, knowing about real estate investing. So obviously I need to go back because these numbers are looking real good here.
So we need to hear. And I tell people all the time, a lot of times we think we have to go to the city in order to like really see it. And I encourage that. But the first thing you want to do is join those real estate investing groups in that city. So St. Louis has about 5 St. Louis real estate investing, St. Louis real estate investors, St. Louis real estate investing club. And all these people do, mostly white people, is share properties back and forth. 5K, I'm selling this for 12K, 9K, all day long. So I say first join those groups and start to see, I mean, they got pictures, they got they answering questions, and they're selling properties, you know, every day, all day within the Facebook investing groups.
For sure. So this property, was it a fixer-upper? What work did you have to do to it?
The owner was living in it. So technically, I could have put a tenant probably right in it. But I really wanted to, I used the BRRRR strategy. So I knew in order to refinance it, I was going to have to, do some work to it. Upon our inspection, which I always recommend getting an inspection, especially for an investment property. We found out that the electric was going to be very costly. In fact, the inspector said about, I want to say he said between $15,000 and $20,000, it could get up to. Mm-hmm. What was the next things? I would say plumbing maybe, and like walls. Like we redid all of the walls. Because once we found out about the electric, we had to get behind the walls.
Okay.
So okay. In total, we probably put about maybe $8,000 mm-hmm. over the course of 3 months.
So that's still not bad. You were still in for under $20K. And how much was the ARV after all that?
My ARV is, I just told my husband this last night. I think it's 56 for that property.
That's still great. Like I said, you put in your 20K all in and then you're up to 50K and then you were able to refinance, like you said, and then you
haven't been able to. Nope.
Next property. You didn't refinance yet?
No, we have, because COVID. So we got this property with a plan already written out. So you got to be really nimble in this business, thinking, oh, we're going to be able to and then we're going to actually not even refinance, almost HELOC, like a home equity line of credit.
Right.
And banks froze HELOC, our home equity line of credits, and they froze refinancing for us. So we probably, I don't want to use the word applied because they didn't run our credit, but we looked into about 20 different loans. And we didn't even get past the first door because they were not doing them. Mm-hmm. But I'm still looking for a place. We're talking to a lady now who says she can do it. But we've been here before, so we'll see. Yep.
Cool. So we talked a little bit earlier about just investing in areas like St. Louis. And I know a lot of people from, let's say, New York or DC or LA, they, you know, it's a higher cost of living out there. And so properties are more expensive. So they would be looking into some of these lower cost markets to invest. What advice would you give to somebody that wants to invest out of state in these type of markets?
Yeah. So my friend Sam at the Black Real Estate Dialogue podcast, he did a lot of work going into his course that's answering that question. How do I become an out-of-state investor? So I 100%, I'm not even just plugging him. I 100% would suggest people to get that course because oftentimes we want to like Google ourselves to death or like YouTube mm-hmm. ourselves to death. But I'm like, if I can pay him $30 and tell me his whole story and have that access to him along the way, I think that it's worth a lot of money. So I suggest finding somebody who's already done it and then walking that same path. It's already been beaten. That's the first thing. The second thing is, like I said before, 100% joining those investor groups within the area that you're targeting. Mm-hmm. A lot of information is going to come up. You're going to, through scrolling and answering questions, you're going to be able to know which areas are hot or which areas are going to need, you know, more security on your property and so forth. So those top two things, I think that is going to take you really far.
Okay. So you also have courses and everything. So tell us about your platform and all the educational material that you have out now.
Yeah, so I actually have my course. I took everything that we did for our first property and I put it into a course because a lot of people kind of ask the same questions. They're not bad questions, but eventually you get tired of, you know, answering them over and over. So I took all of the questions that people asked, everything that we did, and I put it in a course. And it includes, and that's, of course, you can find that link on my bio on Instagram, Real Estate Bay. What's my name on Instagram? It's Gabby, the Real Estate Bay, I think. But we'll include that in the show notes. But so I took all of that information from our first property and I put it in a course. It includes our starter kit. So everything you need to know for how I screen a tenant, when I'm looking at a property, what am I looking for? What questions do I need to ask my inspector? All of that information, including a one-on-one Zoom call with me for 30 minutes. I like when people take the course and then they schedule the call so we can, you know, ask and answer questions, but also we can develop a strategy on from everything from financing to flipping. And so all of that is in that course, and it's called the Tell-All Real Estate Course.
Okay, everybody go check that out. Definitely worthwhile information. So what are some of the goals that you have in terms of real estate for 2021?
Yeah, so my passion, which is why I love podcasts, my passion is really teaching, because I feel like if I would have known about how easy this is a lot sooner, Jessica, than I do now, I would have done this 10 years ago. I did when I was 20. I didn't even know if I would have went to college, to be honest with you.
Hey, I feel some of the same way, especially these student loans wouldn't be like they are now.
I mean, it's crazy. And so, or I would have went to college smarter, right? So when we think about, I got to say this, and I say it every chance I get, when we think about applying for FHA, which is federal funded money, right? Mm-hmm. So we're asking the government to help me buy my house, but we also already asked the government to send me to school. Your debt to income ratio blows you out of the water oftentimes because of your student loans. Yes. So there's this double-edged sword. You're educated highly, but you can't afford a house. And so I said, I shared on Instagram, and I'll share it here. My mentor, who is a lender at Bank of America, she gives game all the time, like in, you know, in secret, because something she can't give out loud. She said, Gabby, I was sitting with a Black woman who's a professor with a PhD. She makes well over six figures, two and three times. So $200,000, $300,000. Right. And she said, I'm ready to buy my first house. So she sat down with my mentor, who's a lender, and they did the numbers. Because she had so much student loan debt, she could only afford a $150,000 home. Hmm. She was going in looking already at $500,000 houses, because this lady's making $15,000, $20,000 a month, right? Mm-hmm. And so when we think about that debt to income ratio, it's literally tearing us, eating us alive, specifically us as Black people, because we didn't get that handoff of wealth. When my grandfather died, I didn't get nothing. I had to do a GoFundMe. But right. When my counterpart's grandfathers passed away, right, they got six figures and so forth. And so it's like I said, I don't know if I would have went to college in the same way that I went, which was on loans. But my 2021 goals is teaching and mentoring in this space. I think that I'm really fleshing out my coaching platform. Right now, I can only take about 3 clients a month, because I really want to sit with you every step of the way, because I want you to get the bang for your buck. But ultimately, I want you to, at the end, because I try to do it for 90 days with you, you should have your keys, right? Mm-hmm. So that coaching platform fleshed out, as well as I leased by the end of 2021, won 10 properties. Those are my two like really big goals for 2021. And we'll see, COVID is impacting again, like refinancing, being able to take cash out of homes. But I got a couple ideas, so hopefully. And I got my agents, I did pass real estate school. Somebody's wondering like, girl, did you do your I did do my test. I'll pass everything on the first go round, which is unheard of apparently. And yes, I will be taking clients this month. So
congratulations on the passing the real estate license test, because that's like a major key. And then obviously getting to 10 properties, I know that will definitely happen. So I think this COVID restrictions are starting to lift as far as the lending. They're starting to get a better appetite for it. So I'm sure you'll be able to take down those 10 properties, and I'll be watching the journey for sure.
I hope so.
Cool. So let me just shift to the last segment of the show, which is called The Fabulous Four. And I just ask every guest these four questions. So whatever comes to the top of mind, just go for it. The first question is, what is your favorite real estate book?
It's definitely The Burr Strategy by David Green. David Green with
Bigger David Pockets.
Green. Yeah, Bigger Pockets. Yep. Definitely my favorite, because I'll give you guys this. Oftentimes in this business, we're trying to figure out, how do I scale? How do I get to bigger? How do I get to 50, 60, 70 properties? I've run out of money, right? Or now I've lended so much, and we go back to DTI. But he shows a really practical process. And I think at the end of the book, he probably got to like 60 doors. But he showed us how he started with one. And so if you're looking on how to scale, how to start, that book is golden.
Yeah, and he also made a really good book specifically about investing out of state that gives you like the step-by-step kind of method and, you know, how to deal with contractors and stuff virtually. So I think that's a really good book to check out. Same guy as well. Cool. All right, the second question is, what advice would you give to your younger self when you're just getting started out with real estate?
Younger self, it would probably be to go to school in a smarter way. The same thing mm-hmm. I said. Yep, I wouldn't go on loans. I would start off. I would probably stayed home and went to school at home, so that when I got done, again, that's just advice in general. That debt to income ratio, or that debt would have been almost not existent. So.
Yeah, another strategy that I would advise people to do is maybe even go to community college for the first year or two, which is way cheaper. You can get scholarships and stuff, and then transfer to that four-year college, whatever your dream college is or whatever. So
we just get so easy though. Like, oh, I wanna step and I wanna like stroll. It's like, boo, you're gonna be stepping into debt. Like, you know, so just relax. It's not that deep. But I think that's like and that's like pop culture, right? Like when we think about like Moesha, when we think about 101 and we think about Girlfriends, we saw these, you know, black professionals or the Cosbys, like going to college and things like that. And it was just like, oh, mm-hmm. that's like, it's a beautiful thing. Don't get me wrong, but we stepping right on in debt.
Yeah. You can still do that too. Like when I pledged as a junior, so you can, go to school those first 2 years, community college or whatever, and then transfer and then, you know, live up your whole dreams of fraternity, sorority life, whatever you want to. Cool. So, all right. The third question is, what topic of real estate do you want to learn more about?
Probably right now, wholesaling. So we all probably know what wholesaling is. Essentially, it's just buying contracts. It's not really mm-hmm. a real estate investing, but it is in the real estate field. And so wholesaling is definitely something that seems almost too good to be true and too easy. So I think that they're going to start putting regulations on wholesaling. I think the state of Illinois requires you to have a license now because it's just the money is coming really fast for these people who are doing this. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you're wholesaling, you're the plug, you find all the deals. Yep. So everybody wants to be your friend. So that's interesting that they're making you have a license for that. Okay. All right. The last question is, can you please give a shout out to another lady that's doing some awesome things in real estate right now?
I would probably say Michelle over at Landlord and Stilettos. Mm-hmm. Super consistent with her platform. Yep, always doing Zooms and super consistent with her coaching and everything. So, she's killing it. Been killing it for a while. Yep,
and she's really good. I like her like educational platforms. I like, you know, she even talks about how to, you know, create your own courses and you know, education content. Yeah, so she's dope. Check out Landlord and Stilettos. All right, cool. So, how can people get in contact with you? How can they follow you? How can they find your course and just, you know, continue to follow your journey?
Yeah, so you can follow me on, I got to make sure I get it right, y'all. Real estate underscore gabs with a Z, G-A-B-Z. Real estate underscore gabs on Instagram. I'm mostly on Instagram. Like I said, because I'm getting just more organized with my courses and my coaching, my website will be up soon. Somebody's building that out and that'll all still be connected to the Instagram. So follow me on Instagram. I answer questions usually within my post. If you DM me, answer me, quite, you know, within the post is good. So that's when we can be connected. And then my email is on there as well as my course. It's connected to my Linktree. Again, real estate underscore gabs.
All right. So any last words of encouragement or wisdom you want to leave with the people?
I just probably would speak to analysis paralysis, honestly. I think that a lot of us are scared to get into this field because we're scared to fail or we're scared. I don't know what I'm going to do. If I get the house, then what? I want to speak to the steps that it takes to just get started. And once you get started, because of Instagram, we have this program in our heads that we have to it needs to look pretty in 2 or 3 days or 4 or 5. You can buy that property and you can board it up, okay? Until you get your taxes, and then you put a little bit more money into it. Or you can slow drip it and say, all I can afford is electric for this quarter. And then you unboard it and put an electrician in there and they finish and you board it back up. So really don't get stuck on, I don't have $100,000 or $20,000 or $30,000. You can buy a property tomorrow for $3,000, board it up, and then develop a plan to slow drip it to get you to that tenant. And so don't, I really want, and I'm probably speaking to my younger self even, and even younger people, don't get stuck on the fact that you don't have the money today to buy it, then renovate it, then rehab. You could do it in steps. Do not let Instagram rush you, but do let the people on Instagram push you to get started.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, definitely good advice. And you don't even necessarily need your own money. Like, there's so many lenders, there's so many people that want to invest. If you get the deal,
yep,
then that's half the battle right there. So cool. Well, I appreciate you, Gabrielle. Thank you so much for joining me. You dropped a lot of gems. I'm looking forward to your journey. Shoot, I'm looking forward to, let's link up so I can invest in singles.
I'll take you around the neighborhoods.
Yeah, no, for sure. Especially as we kind of round the corner into 2021, as things start opening up a little bit. So I'm looking forward to staying connected and just, you know, seeing you win.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. All right, y'all. So this was another episode of Pretty Girls Love Real Estate Podcast. I'm Jessica Washington. Thank you again to my guest, Gabrielle Williams, aka The Real Estate Bay. Check her out on Instagram and check out her courses. Just, you know, keep abreast of everything that she has going on. So you guys, check you out next time.